from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea finalizing response to U.S. rhetoric. North Korea said Thursday it is finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam, the newest provocation in the war of words between Pyongyang and Washington. The reclusive communist state, in an unusually detailed announcement, said that within a week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be handed a plan to fire the Hwasong-12 missiles over Japan into the waters off Guam. General Kim Rok-yeom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Forces, told the state-run KCNA news agency that after the plan is given to Kim, the military would wait for his order. Eddie Bazzacalvo is the governor of Guam.
At this point, there has been no change in the security situation here in Guam. I've gotten assurances, again, from all levels, both local command and Washington, D.C., that this island will be defended and is, and the United States military has their forces ready to protect and defend not only Guam, but all American interest in this region and the homeland.
Guam is home to about 163,000 U.S. citizens. A Russian national was arrested Thursday over alleged plans to crash a drone into a U.S. military flight. The Security Directorate of Adana Police said in a statement that Renat Bakiev, an alleged Daesh militant, Daesh being the pejorative for ISIS, was arrested while carrying out surveillance in preparation for an attack at the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey's Adana province. The base is used by aircraft carrying out missions in Syria as part of the U.S.-led anti-Daesh coalition. This